Humboldt County is continuing to take action on non-payments related to cannabis cultivation permits, and 14 more have been revoked. Having revoked dozens of permits for non-payment of Measure S excise taxes, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors moved on to non-payment of administrative fees at its August 25th meeting. In February 2025, the board directed noticing permit holders with outstanding Measure S debts of a December 31st, 2025 deadline for payment. Planning and building department fees were also due, and senior planner Cliff Johnson said an initial step before revocation, suspension of permits, was taken early this year for those with fee debts.
On February 27th of 2026, in accordance with that direction, we did suspend 22 cannabis permits for lack of payment of planning and building fees. We notified them that they needed to resolve those by March 31st. We have continued to allow people to come in and resolve those outstanding fees. As of yesterday, six of those permits have resolved outstanding planning and building fees, five of those prior to us sending out the notice of public hearing and preparing the staff report.
Two more permit holders have resolved their fee debt situations, bringing the total number of revocations to 14. Board Chair Mike Wilson described the process as having some leeway, saying, quote, "Folks respond or don't, and even up until the moment we have a meeting, we are flexible in helping people try and keep these permits as long as possible." The scale of some of the debts and the additional factor of lack of state licensing was discussed in this exchange between Supervisor Michelle Bushnell and Johnson.
So when I was referencing through these, and I do understand what you said, Cliff, about these are for planning and building fees, which some of them are quite small. I'm wondering if there were any, or did you try to cross-reference any of these to see if they owed Measure S as well?
None of these owed Measure S. We've already actually dealt with those that owed Measure S. Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible, because some of them are like $800.
Yeah. One of the things that we did do is we looked through and tried to cross-reference some state licenses as well, and most of these have no current state licenses, or those state licenses
right.
have been.
Okay, so that would invalidate their Humboldt County permit, or Humboldt County anyways, so okay.
Bushnell gave her take on the county's handling of the revocation process and said there was some misunderstanding about it that she's tried to clear up.
Thank you also for being willing to continue to work with folks. I know I got a call on Monday afternoon. People were panicking, like, why are we doing this? And I said, well, if you look, you know, read the staff report, it says in there, and this is direction from the board, and they're just not randomly denying, you know, or revocating permits. So, and if you think you're on the list, please call. So I just want to say thank you to your guys' staff for continuing, and even this morning, willing to work with people.
The fee debts range from the $800 low cited by Bushnell to about $8,000 on the high end. The revocations were unanimously approved. They create a new chunk of cost. According to a written staff report, the cost of staff time to process the revocations is paid through the county's general fund, and thus, quote, the planning and building department will be more restricted in discretionary activities it can pursue this year and more reliant on activities that are grant-funded or paid by fees. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.